The Psychology of Selling. Introduction. Brian Tracy's The Psychology of Selling is a comprehensive and insightful guide designed to help individuals excel in the field of sales by focusing on the underlying psychological principles that drive successful selling. The book goes beyond the basics of sales techniques and strategies, delving deeply into the mindset and mental frameworks that underpin effective selling. Tracy draws on his extensive experience and research to provide a thorough exploration of how understanding both the salesperson's and the buyer's psychology can lead to extraordinary sales performance. At the heart of Tracy's approach is the belief that successful selling is as much about understanding the mental and emotional states of both the salesperson and the buyer as it is about mastering specific techniques. He emphasizes that sales success hinges on a combination of internal attitudes, strategic thinking, and practical skills. By integrating these elements, Tracy aims to help sales professionals not only meet but exceed their goals. The book is structured to offer a blend of theoretical insights and practical advice. Tracy begins by exploring the foundational aspects of a successful salesperson's mindset. He discusses how cultivating self-confidence, setting clear goals, and maintaining a positive attitude can significantly impact performance. Tracy's emphasis on self-improvement and personal development sets the stage for understanding how these internal factors translate into effective selling. Tracy also provides a detailed examination of the sales process, breaking it down into its psychological components. He explains how understanding the buyer's motivations, needs, and decision-making processes can greatly enhance a salesperson's ability to close deals. Through real-world examples and actionable strategies, Tracy demonstrates how sales professionals can leverage psychological principles to influence buyers, handle objections, and build lasting relationships. Overall, The Psychology of Selling serves as both a motivational resource and a practical handbook for sales professionals. Tracy's goal is to equip readers with a comprehensive toolkit for achieving peak performance. By focusing on the psychological aspects of selling, the book provides valuable insights into how to navigate the complexities of human behavior in the sales environment, ultimately helping individuals maximize their sales potential and achieve lasting success. The Power of Self-Confidence. In The Psychology of Selling, Brian Tracy underscores the pivotal role of self-confidence in achieving sales success. Self-confidence is not just a beneficial trait, but a foundational element for success in sales. The most accomplished salespeople possess a high level of self-confidence and self-esteem. This inner assurance enables them to approach potential clients with a sense of poise, conviction, and credibility, qualities that are crucial for closing deals and fostering strong client relationships. Tracy delves into the mechanisms through which self-confidence can be cultivated and maintained. Self-confidence is not an innate quality, but a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. One of the primary methods for building self-confidence is through positive self-talk. By consistently reinforcing positive affirmations and focusing on one's strengths and achievements, salespeople can shift their mindset from self-doubt to self-assurance. This practice involves consciously replacing negative thoughts with positive, empowering ones, thereby enhancing one's self-belief and overall demeanor. Visualization is another powerful tool Tracy recommends for building self-confidence. Visualization involves mentally rehearsing successful outcomes and vividly imagining oneself achieving sales goals. By regularly visualizing success, salespeople can condition their minds to expect and work towards positive results. Mental practice not only boosts confidence but also prepares individuals to handle real-life sales situations with greater ease and effectiveness. Additionally, Tracy emphasizes the importance of setting and achieving small, incremental goals as a way to build self-confidence. By breaking down larger objectives into manageable tasks, salespeople can create a series of achievable milestones. Each time a goal is accomplished, it reinforces a sense of competence and progress, thereby enhancing self-esteem. This incremental approach helps in building momentum and creates a positive feedback loop where successive successes contribute to greater overall confidence. Tracy also discusses the significance of preparation and knowledge in reinforcing self-confidence. Being well prepared and thoroughly knowledgeable about the product, service, and market conditions can significantly boost a salesperson's confidence. When salespeople are confident in their knowledge and skills, they are more likely to convey credibility and competence to potential clients. The impact of self-image on self-confidence is crucial. How salespeople perceive themselves affects their ability to succeed. A positive self-image, where individuals view themselves as capable, skilled, and deserving of success, leads to higher self-confidence and more effective sales performance. Actively work on cultivating a positive self-image by focusing on your achievements, strengths, and areas of expertise. Tracy's insights into self-confidence are grounded in the understanding that confidence is a dynamic and ongoing process. It requires continual effort and reinforcement through positive mental practices, goal setting, and self-reflection. By adopting these strategies, salespeople can enhance their self-confidence, approach their sales roles with greater assurance, and ultimately achieve higher levels of success in their careers. In essence, confidence is not a static trait but an evolving quality that can be developed and honed. Through positive self-talk, visualization, goal setting, preparation, and fostering a positive self-image, salespeople can build and sustain the self-confidence necessary to excel in the competitive world of sales. Setting and achieving goals. Goal setting is a fundamental element of sales success which plays a critical role in guiding and sustaining a salesperson's efforts. Tracy's approach to goal setting is designed to provide clarity, direction, and motivation, ultimately helping sales professionals achieve their highest potential. The importance of clear and specific goals. The first step in effective goal setting is to establish goals that are clear, specific, and measurable. Vague or generalized goals are less effective because they lack direction and measurable criteria for success. Instead, setting goals that are precise and well-defined, such as increase monthly sales by 20% rather than simply improve sales. Specific goals provide a clear target and make it easier to develop actionable plans to achieve them. Writing down goals. One of Tracy's key recommendations is to write down goals. Written goals are significantly more likely to be achieved compared to those that remain unwritten. Writing down goals serves several purposes. It crystallizes them in your mind, provides a tangible reference, and acts as a constant reminder of what you are working towards. Salespeople should create a written plan that outlines their goals, the steps needed to achieve them, and the deadlines for completion. This written plan acts as both a motivational tool and a roadmap for success. Breaking down goals into manageable tasks. To make large or long-term goals more attainable, break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. By dividing a big goal into smaller, actionable steps, salespeople can create a clear and achievable path forward. For example, if a salesperson's goal is to secure 50 new clients within a year, they can break this down into monthly targets, weekly prospecting activities, and daily follow-ups. This approach makes the goal seem less overwhelming and allows for incremental progress, which helps in maintaining motivation and momentum. Focusing on daily activities. It is important to focus on daily activities that contribute to achieving overall goals. By setting daily priorities and adhering to a structured routine, salespeople can ensure that they are consistently working towards their objectives. Create a daily to-do list that includes tasks directly related to goal achievement. This practice helps in managing time effectively, staying organized, and ensuring that every action taken is purposeful and aligned with long-term goals. Regular review and adjustment. Another crucial aspect of goal setting is the regular review and adjustment of goals. Salespeople should periodically assess their progress towards their goals and make necessary adjustments to their strategies and plans. Regular reviews help in identifying any obstacles or challenges that may be impeding progress and provide an opportunity to recalibrate goals based on changing circumstances or new insights. This iterative process ensures that goals remain relevant and achievable, and helps in maintaining motivation by celebrating milestones and addressing any setbacks. The role of visualization and affirmations. Tracy also discusses the role of visualization and affirmations in achieving goals. Salespeople should use visualization techniques to mentally rehearse and envision their success. By vividly imagining the achievement of their goals, salespeople can reinforce their commitment and boost their confidence. Additionally, affirmations, positive statements that reinforce the belief in one's ability to achieve goals, can help in maintaining a positive mindset and overcoming self-doubt. Creating an action plan. Tracy advocates for the creation of a detailed action plan that outlines the steps needed to achieve each goal. This plan should include specific actions, deadlines, and resources required. An action plan helps in organizing efforts, prioritizing tasks, and ensuring that all necessary steps are taken. A well-structured action plan not only provides clarity but also enhances accountability and focus. Embracing flexibility. While setting goals and creating plans are essential, it is also important to be flexible. He acknowledges that unexpected changes and challenges are inevitable, and being adaptable is crucial for continued success. Salespeople should be prepared to adjust their goals and strategies as needed, without losing sight of their overall objectives. Embracing flexibility allows for a proactive approach to problem solving and ensures that sales professionals can navigate the dynamic nature of the sales environment. By setting clear, specific, and measurable goals, writing them down, breaking them into manageable tasks, and focusing on daily activities, salespeople can create a structured path to success. Regularly reviewing and adjusting goals, using visualization and affirmations, and creating a detailed action plan are essential practices that enhance goal achievement. Flexibility ensures that sales professionals can adapt to changing circumstances while staying committed to their objectives. Overall, these strategies empower salespeople to take control of their success and achieve their full potential through effective goal setting and diligent execution. The buying cycle and buyer motivation. This section of the book delves deeply into the concept of the buying cycle and the factors that influence buyer motivation. Understanding these elements is essential for any salesperson aiming to effectively guide potential customers through the decision-making process and close sales successfully. These are the stages buyers typically go through and provide strategies for aligning sales approaches with each stage to address buyer needs effectively. The stages of the buying cycle. The buying cycle is a series of stages that buyers navigate when considering a purchase. These stages include awareness. The buying cycle begins with awareness, where potential buyers become aware of a problem or need. This stage is often triggered by a particular event or realization that a solution is required. For salespeople, creating awareness involves understanding what might prompt a buyer to start seeking a solution and positioning their product or service as a potential answer. Interest and information gathering. Once aware of their need, buyers enter the interest stage, where they start gathering information. They research various options, compare features and benefits, and seek out reviews and recommendations. Salespeople must provide valuable information and resources during this stage to educate and engage potential buyers. This involves creating content, offering demonstrations, and being readily available to answer questions. Evaluation. In the evaluation stage, buyers analyze the information they have collected and compare different solutions. They weigh the pros and cons, consider pricing, and assess how well each option meets their needs. Successful salespeople must understand the criteria buyers use in their evaluation process and highlight how their product or service meets or exceeds these criteria. Providing clear, compelling differentiators and addressing any potential concerns is crucial during this stage. Decision. The decision stage is where buyers choose a solution and make a purchase decision. This stage involves final considerations, such as negotiating terms, finalizing details, and addressing any last-minute objections. Salespeople need to be prepared to facilitate the decision-making process by addressing any remaining questions or concerns and making the purchasing process as smooth as possible. Post-purchase evaluation. After the purchase, buyers assess their decision based on their experience with the product or service. This stage involves evaluating satisfaction and determining whether the solution met their expectations. Salespeople can leverage this stage by following up with buyers to ensure satisfaction, address any issues, and build long-term relationships. Tailoring your approach to each stage. To effectively guide buyers through the buying cycle, it is important to tailor your sales approach to each stage. This involves identifying the stage. Salespeople must first identify which stage a potential buyer is in to tailor their approach accordingly. This can be achieved through active listening, asking probing questions, and observing buyer behavior. Understanding the buyer's current stage allows salespeople to provide relevant information and support. Addressing needs and desires. At each stage, buyers have specific needs and desires. For example, during the information gathering stage, buyers may seek detailed product information and comparisons. During the evaluation stage, they may look for testimonials and case studies. Salespeople should address these needs by providing relevant content, personalized solutions, and demonstrating how the product or service meets or exceeds expectations. Managing fears and objections. Buyers often have fears and objections at various stages of the buying cycle. These can include concerns about cost, reliability, or suitability. Anticipating and addressing these fears proactively is the first step. Salespeople should be prepared to provide reassurances, offer solutions to potential objections, and highlight the value and benefits of their offering. Positioning the product or service. Successfully positioning a product or service involves aligning its features and benefits with the buyer's needs and preferences. Salespeople should focus on how their offering solves the buyer's specific problems or fulfills their desires. By emphasizing the unique value proposition and differentiating the product from competitors, salespeople can effectively position their solution as the best choice. Facilitating the decision. During the decision stage, salespeople should focus on making the purchasing process as straightforward and seamless as possible. This includes addressing any final concerns, providing clear information on pricing and terms, and ensuring that the buyer feels confident in their decision. Tracy advises using closing techniques that align with the buyer's preferences and ensuring a smooth transition from decision to purchase. Building long-term relationships. Tracy also highlights the importance of the post-purchase evaluation stage. Building long-term relationships with buyers involves ensuring their continued satisfaction and addressing any issues that arise after the purchase. Salespeople should follow up with buyers to gather feedback, provide additional support, and reinforce the value of the product or service. Positive post-purchase experiences can lead to repeat business, referrals, and lasting customer loyalty. Understanding the buying cycle and buyer motivation is crucial for sales success. The book's insights into the stages of the buying cycle, awareness, interest and information gathering, evaluation, decision, and post-purchase evaluation, provide a comprehensive framework for tailoring sales approaches to meet buyer needs effectively. By identifying the buyer stage, addressing their needs and fears, positioning the product or service appropriately, and facilitating the decision-making process, salespeople can enhance their effectiveness and build long-term relationships with clients. Understanding buyer psychology and adapting sales strategies accordingly empowers sales professionals to navigate the complexities of the buying cycle and achieve greater success in their sales careers. Building rapport and trust. Building rapport and establishing trust are vital for successful selling. Here's a concise overview of the key strategies. Making a strong first impression. Creating a positive first impression sets the stage for a successful sales relationship. Be professional. Dress appropriately, be punctual, and show good manners. A warm, friendly approach, including a genuine smile and a firm handshake, helps clients feel valued. Confidence in your product or service is also crucial, but it should be tempered with humility to avoid appearing arrogant. Active listening. Active listening is central to building rapport. This means giving your full attention to the client, reflecting on what they say to confirm understanding, and asking open-ended questions to gain deeper insights. This approach shows that you value their input and are committed to addressing their needs. Showing genuine interest. Demonstrating genuine interest in the client's needs involves personalizing your interactions and empathizing with their concerns. Providing tailored solutions and valuable insights reinforces your role as a trusted advisor rather than just a salesperson. Mirroring and matching. Mirroring and matching involves subtly mimicking the client's body language and communication style. This technique helps create a sense of connection and makes clients feel more comfortable and understood. Honesty and integrity. Trust is built on honesty and integrity. Be transparent about your product or service, keep promises, and adhere to ethical practices. This approach ensures that clients feel confident in their decisions and in your commitment to their best interests. Building long-term relationships. Beyond the initial sale, focus on maintaining ongoing communication and providing excellent support. Regular follow-ups and personalized check-ins help build long-term relationships and foster client loyalty. Building rapport and trust revolves around making a strong first impression, actively listening, showing genuine interest, using mirroring techniques, and upholding honesty and integrity. These practices create a solid foundation for successful and enduring client relationships. The power of suggestion and persuasion. The book then moves on to discuss how persuasion and suggestion can influence buyers' decisions. There are several key techniques that can help salespeople effectively sway potential clients. The book explains the concept of social proof, where people are influenced by the actions and opinions of others. Showcasing testimonials from satisfied customers or endorsements from reputable figures can boost a product's credibility and attractiveness. When potential buyers see that others have benefited from a product, they are more likely to trust and consider it. Scarcity is another powerful tool. A product's limited availability or a time-sensitive offer creates urgency. This sense of scarcity can prompt buyers to act quickly to avoid missing out, making them more likely to make a purchase sooner. Reciprocity involves giving something valuable upfront, such as a free sample or helpful information, to create a sense of obligation. When salespeople offer something of value first, buyers often feel compelled to reciprocate by considering or making a purchase. Persuasive language plays a crucial role as well. Tracy advises focusing on the benefits of the product rather than just its features, and framing information positively. Creating a vivid picture of how the product will enhance the buyer's life helps make the offering more appealing and tangible. By applying these techniques thoughtfully and ethically, salespeople can improve their chances of success and build stronger connections with potential clients.
Handling objections and closing the sale. This section addresses the challenges of handling objections and closing sales with practical strategies.
Objections are a natural part of the sales process, and this makes them valuable opportunities to address buyer concerns and reinforce the value of the offering.
When faced with objections, listen carefully and fully understand the buyer's concerns. It's crucial to acknowledge the objection, showing that you respect the buyer's perspective.
After acknowledging the concern, respond with a well-considered answer that provides additional information and reassurance. This approach helps in clarifying misunderstandings and demonstrating the product's benefits in a way that directly addresses the buyer's specific objections. Tracy also offers various techniques for closing the sale.
One effective method is the assumptive close, where the salesperson proceeds as if the buyer has already decided to purchase.
This technique involves framing the conversation in terms of next steps, such as discussing delivery details or payment options, which subtly encourages the buyer to finalize the decision. Another useful technique is the alternative choice close, where the salesperson presents the buyer with two positive options. For example, rather than asking if the buyer wants to make a purchase, the salesperson might offer a choice between two different packages or plans. This approach helps the buyer feel in control while making the decision easier by narrowing down the choices. Throughout the closing process, maintain confidence and assertiveness. Salespeople should be clear and direct about the benefits of the product and the value it offers.
However, it is equally important to ensure that the buyer feels comfortable and supported. A high-pressure approach can be counterproductive, so it's essential to balance assertiveness with empathy and reassurance.
By handling objections with care and employing effective closing techniques, salespeople can enhance their ability to secure sales and build positive relationships with clients. These strategies provide a framework for navigating the complexities of objections and closing deals effectively, leading to greater success in sales.
Continuous learning and improvement. Ongoing learning and self-improvement are crucial for achieving long-term success in sales.
The most successful salespeople are those who consistently seek to refine their skills and expand their knowledge base. Tracy encourages sales professionals to stay abreast of the latest trends and developments in the sales and marketing fields. This can be achieved by attending industry workshops, seminars, and conferences, which provide valuable insights into emerging techniques and best practices. Engaging with these educational opportunities helps salespeople stay competitive and adapt to changes in the market. Additionally, it is important to consume relevant literature. Reading books, articles, and research papers on sales strategies, psychology, and personal development can offer new perspectives and enhance understanding of effective sales techniques. This ongoing education helps salespeople remain innovative and effective in their approach. Feedback is another key component of continuous improvement. Salespeople must actively seek constructive feedback from peers, mentors, and supervisors.
This feedback can provide valuable insights into areas where one can improve and highlight strengths that can be further developed.
Regularly reviewing performance, analyzing successes and setbacks, and incorporating feedback into daily practices help in refining skills and strategies.
Setting and pursuing new learning goals is also crucial. Regularly assess your own performance, identify specific areas for improvement, and establish clear actionable goals.
This proactive approach ensures that individuals remain focused on their development and continuously work towards enhancing their capabilities. By staying updated with industry trends, engaging with educational resources, seeking feedback, and setting personal development goals, sales professionals can enhance their skills and achieve sustained success in their careers.
Managing time and energy.
This part offers practical guidance on how to approach these critical aspects of a sales career to achieve optimal results. Successful salespeople must prioritize their tasks to focus on activities that deliver the highest value. Create structured daily and weekly schedules to ensure that essential activities, such as prospecting and client meetings, are given precedence. By planning out the workday and week in advance, sales professionals can better allocate their time to activities that drive sales and avoid getting bogged down by less critical tasks. Eliminating time-wasting activities is another key focus. Identify and reduce activities that do not contribute directly to achieving sales goals. This might involve minimizing time spent on administrative tasks or avoiding distractions that can derail productivity. For tasks that are necessary but less impactful, delegate responsibilities or automating processes where possible. This approach helps in streamlining operations and freeing up time to concentrate on high-priority tasks. Maintaining high energy levels is equally important for sustained sales success.
Physical and mental well-being directly affect performance. There is the need for proper nutrition, regular exercise, and adequate rest. Good nutrition provides the necessary energy to stay alert and focused throughout the day.
Regular exercise helps in managing stress and maintaining overall health, which contributes to a more productive and resilient mindset. Getting sufficient rest is crucial for mental clarity and avoiding burnout, ensuring that salespeople can perform at their best.
Adopt habits that promote peak energy levels and productivity.
This includes setting clear goals for each day, taking regular breaks to avoid fatigue, and using time management tools to stay organized. By integrating these practices into their routine, salespeople can enhance their efficiency and effectiveness in managing their time and energy. By implementing these strategies, sales professionals can optimize their performance and achieve greater success in their sales careers.
Developing a positive attitude.
The book further explains that cultivating a positive attitude is crucial for achieving sales success. Salesperson's attitude profoundly impacts their performance, influencing how they handle challenges, engage with clients, and overcome setbacks.
A positive attitude can transform how sales professionals approach their work and interact with others.
Salespeople who maintain a positive outlook are better equipped to tackle obstacles with resilience, foster stronger relationships with clients, and recover from disappointments more swiftly. This mindset not only enhances personal motivation but also creates a more favorable impression on potential clients.
To develop a positive attitude, there are several effective techniques.
Practicing gratitude is one such technique, where individuals regularly acknowledge and appreciate the positive aspects of their lives and work. This practice shifts focus away from difficulties and toward what is going well, reinforcing a more optimistic perspective. Surrounding oneself with positive influences is another crucial strategy. Associate with supportive and optimistic colleagues, mentors, or friends who can provide encouragement and constructive feedback. This supportive environment helps in maintaining a positive attitude and can inspire continuous improvement. Reframing negative situations as opportunities for growth is also a key technique Tracy advocates.
Instead of viewing challenges as setbacks, salespeople should see them as chances to learn and improve.
This mindset shift can turn difficulties into valuable learning experiences and drive personal and professional development. Affirmations and positive visualizations shape a success-oriented mindset.
Affirmations involve regularly repeating positive statements about oneself and one's goals, which can reinforce self-belief and boost confidence.
Positive visualizations, on the other hand, involve imagining successful outcomes and envisioning oneself achieving goals. This practice helps in creating a mental image of success, which can increase motivation and drive. Additionally, maintain a positive attitude involves consistently focusing on solutions rather than problems. By concentrating on what can be done to overcome challenges, salespeople are more likely to find effective strategies and maintain a proactive approach. Techniques such as practicing gratitude, surrounding oneself with positive influences, reframing challenges as growth opportunities, and using affirmations and visualizations contribute to developing a mindset that fosters resilience and effectiveness. By cultivating a positive attitude, sales professionals can enhance their performance, build stronger client relationships, and achieve greater success in their careers.
The importance of customer relationships.
Strong customer relationships play a critical role in achieving long-term sales success. Goal of sales should extend beyond merely closing a single transaction to fostering enduring, positive relationships with clients. This focus on building and maintaining strong customer connections can lead to repeat business, valuable referrals, and sustained success. Creating satisfied and loyal customers requires a commitment to exceptional service throughout the entire sales process and beyond.
This starts with understanding and addressing the customer's needs and preferences.
Salespeople should strive to deliver not only on the promises made during the sale but also to exceed customer expectations through attentive service and support. Following up after the sale is another crucial aspect of building lasting relationships. Maintaining contact with clients helps reinforce their satisfaction and shows that the salesperson values their business. Regular follow-ups can also uncover opportunities for additional sales or improvements in service, further enhancing the client's experience. Additionally, it is important continuously seeking ways to add value for clients. This could involve offering personalized recommendations, providing ongoing support, or sharing useful information that benefits the client. By consistently looking for ways to contribute positively to the client's success, salespeople can strengthen their relationships and position themselves as trusted advisors rather than just vendors.
Satisfied clients are more likely to become advocates for your business.
They can provide valuable referrals and positive testimonials, which are powerful tools for generating new leads and expanding the customer base. Building a network of loyal, enthusiastic clients can therefore contribute significantly to long-term business growth. Ultimately, prioritizing customer relationships leads to sustained success. By focusing on creating positive, ongoing interactions with clients and ensuring their continued satisfaction, salespeople can achieve a steady stream of business and foster a reputation for reliability and excellence. Providing exceptional service, maintaining follow-up, and consistently adding value are essential for developing loyal clients who can contribute to repeat business and referrals. By cultivating strong customer relationships, sales professionals can secure long-term success and create a robust foundation for their careers. Conclusion. Brian Tracy's The Psychology of Selling is a thorough and insightful guide that combines psychological principles with actionable sales techniques to elevate performance and drive success. The book delves into the mental frameworks and practical strategies that can transform sales practices, making it a valuable resource for anyone in the field.
Self-confidence in achieving sales success is crucial.
He argues that high self-esteem enables salespeople to approach potential clients with assurance and poise, which can significantly influence their effectiveness. Building self-confidence involves positive self-talk, visualization, and setting and achieving small, incremental goals that reinforce a positive self-image.
Goal setting is the next cornerstone.
The book emphasizes on setting clear, specific, and measurable goals, stressing that written goals are more likely to be achieved. By breaking down larger goals into manageable tasks and regularly reviewing progress, salespeople can stay focused and motivated. Understanding the buying cycle and buyer motivation is critical. Tracy outlines how buyers move through stages from initial interest to making a final decision and stresses the importance of tailoring the sales approach to match each stage. Addressing buyers' needs, desires, and fears effectively positions the product or service as the ideal solution.
Building strong rapport and trust is fundamental to successful selling.
Several techniques are provided for creating a positive first impression, such as active listening, showing genuine interest, and using mirroring techniques.
Honesty and integrity in interactions further strengthen trust and establish lasting relationships with clients. Handling objections and closing the sale are essential skills that should be learned with practical strategies.
Objections should be viewed as opportunities to provide additional information and reassures that effective responses can alleviate buyers' concerns. Closing techniques, such as the assumptive close and the alternative choice close, help guide buyers toward making a decision while ensuring they feel supported and comfortable. Tracy also underscores the importance of continuous learning and improvement. Successful salespeople constantly seek to enhance their skills through ongoing education, feedback, and performance reviews. Staying updated with industry trends and setting new learning goals are crucial for maintaining a competitive edge. Managing time and energy effectively is another key focus. Prioritize high-value tasks, eliminating time-wasting activities, and maintaining energy levels through proper nutrition, exercise, and rest.
This balance ensures that salespeople can perform at their best and handle their responsibilities efficiently. A positive attitude plays a significant role in sales success.
A positive outlook can influence how salespeople handle challenges and interact with clients. Techniques such as practicing gratitude, surrounding oneself with positive influences, and using affirmations and visualizations help in maintaining an optimistic mindset. Finally, the book highlights the importance of customer relationships. He emphasizes that building and nurturing strong, loyal relationships leads to repeat business and valuable referrals. Providing exceptional service, following up after the sale, and continually adding value are critical for long-term success. In conclusion, The Psychology of Selling serves as both a motivational tool and a practical handbook for anyone looking to excel in sales. The comprehensive approach, blending psychological insights with actionable strategies, equips sales professionals with the tools needed to enhance their performance, build meaningful client relationships, and achieve sustained success in a competitive field.